it's Don McKellar, craving some of those Dunkin's Donuts.
Once a year, on a spooky night, it's Halloween. And what a fright!
Young boys and ghouls in ghoulish disguise. They cover the skin, conceal their eyes.
A great mistake to be held when the ghosts are about. It's Halloween.
A time to be on the rest of the world. They don't observe this bash which has become our biggest concern.
Stop Halloween!
The world can't hear your useless plea.
It's too late. Our orange and black plague will soon consume them all.
Then everyone will understand the true meaning of Halloween.
Pure terror.
Is it working? Not really. Okay, it doesn't matter. My stupid phone thing won't do the creepy voice that I normally have for this show, but that's okay. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts' annual Halloween Spooktacular. Coming at you here from Transylvania. We have a portable studio in Transylvania. I don't know what I'm doing. Annual Spooktacular. I love Halloween. I love playing creepy music. And that's the MO for today. Typically, my phone is able to create an even creepier voice than this one you're hearing right now. And I like to use that, and it failed. So maybe we'll see. Maybe it'll make a comeback. But for right now, all you get is my voice. So that was... there's a couple of songs I like to play every year, and that is one of them. That's the North American Halloween Prevention Initiative from probably like 10 years ago. I don't know. It's pretty old now. That's the song, Do They Know It's Halloween? So good, featuring a lot of heavy hitters from the Canadian and international music scene. Great stuff. Thank you. Tonight, things are pretty wild in that Halloween is on a Friday, so it seems like there's a lot of parties happening tomorrow night. There's the classic Redgate party with a bunch of bands doing covers. That'll be really swell. There's many other parties happening. And then tonight, it's even spilling over a little bit. Tonight at 303 Columbia, there's a tribute to Stanley Kubrick. So they're recreating the Corova Milk Bar from A Clockwork Orange and a bunch of other things. I've seen a photo of a monolith. And then Cult Babies are going to be playing. And they like to channel the supernatural. They have a bit of the creepy vibes. So we're going to listen to a song from their self-titled EP from earlier this year. It's called Good Death. Here, I'm going to try a cackle. Okay, ready? Yeah, all the Cult Babies. Not bad.
Walk her home, but she didn't wait around till hours. couldn't decide which cross to bear. I just came to say I'm going and to wish you all Godspeed. But no
Zine West is Canada's largest zine and alt culture festival. $5 entry gets you access to underground zines, comics, and micro press from across Canada. This year features Mimi Pond, author of Over Easy and writer on Simpsons and Pee-wee's Playhouse. Also featuring Leanne Prain and fiction from Janine Allison. The 1-2 punch book pitch will let audience get live feedback from our judges. Canzine West is Saturday, November 8, 1 to 7 p.m. at the Goldcorp Center for the Arts, 149 West Hastings. Visit brokenpencil.com for tickets and info, or look up Broken Pencil on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by CITR.
Discorder leaps into October with an issue featuring Johnny DeCourcy, Prairie Cat, Les Chaussettes, Ryan Baum, Sam Tudor, and more. Grab a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca.
Make sure you catch a special staff sound-off where Discorder writers reveal which artists they'd most like to be haunted by.
And Discorder would like to extend a special thank you to this month's advertisers: Broken Pencil Magazine, LiveBand.com, Print Print, Rickshaw Theater, Sad Mag, SFU Woodward's Cultural Programs, The Cinematheque, The Fox Cabaret, Vancouver International Film Festival, Vancouver New Music, and Vinyl Records.
Thank you. it's just you guys' telephone thing working. That gum you like is coming back in style. That was from the soundtrack to Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me and Jello Bonamente with the song The Pink Room. Oh, always so creepy. David Lynch and Angelo Bonamente. Before that, we heard Rollmock from their 7-inch Holy Shades of Night. That was the song No One Stayed to Watch Me Leave. Very creepy song. And at the top, we heard Cult Babies from their self-titled EP. That was called Good Death. You can see them tonight at 303 Columbia. Well worth your time. In terms of Ken Con, one of the creepiest dudes on the scene right now is named Jay Holey. He lives in Toronto, and he's been putting out creepy tunes for a couple years now. He has a new one, an album out called October. Is that October in some other language? I don't know. But here's a song called Ghost of Love, and it's gonna keep the creepy vibes going. Here we go. Here is Jay Holey with Ghosts of Love.
Oh.
was Goblin, the Italian prog rock masters of horror. From their, from the soundtrack to Suspiria, one of the classics of giallo cinema, a very creepy movie. That was the song Witch. Before that, we heard John Mouse, the spookiest man in Minnesota. And that was the song Love Letters from Hell, from the album Love is Real. And before that, we heard Jay Holy from his album Octobre. That was the song Ghosts of Love. Here, let me try to mix it up.
Let's see. Is helium better? No, not really.
Monster. It's hard to understand what I'm saying with monster.
Harmony? Join us, radio listeners.
I like ghosts best. Alright. Next up is another Halloween Dunkin' Donuts spooktacular tradition. This is a version of Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus that's been mashed up with the narration at the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. I don't know how that sounds to you, but you're in for a treat. So buckle up, people, including all those scary ladybugs out there. And here we go. Here is Bela Lugosi is Dead on Dunkin' Donuts Halloween Spooktacular!
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strained and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching? Or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Serpents and spiders, tail of a rat, call in the spirits wherever they're at. Rap on a table. It's time to respond. Send us a message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirits with your tambourine. Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pond, let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
The Lugosi is dead, the bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled with velvet lines. The black box, Bela Lugosi is dead. Is dead.
A message from somewhere beyond. Goblins and ghoulies from last Halloween, awaken the spirit. hits with your tambourine. Creepies and crawlies, toads in a pun. Let there be music from regions beyond. Wizards and witches, wherever you dwell, give us a hint by ringing a bell.
Hurry back, hurry back. Be sure to bring your death certificate if you decide to join us. Make final arrangements now. We've been dying to have you.
Gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
On Saturday, November 1st, tune in to CITR as we bring you a triple header of UBC sports action. Starting at 2 p.m., the UBC football team plays their last regular season home game on CITR 101.9 FM. Needing a win to keep their playoff hopes alive, the T-Birds take on the Saskatchewan Huskies and look to avenge a close loss from 4 weeks ago on the prairies. At 5 p.m., volleyball action gets underway on CITR.ca. The women's volleyball team kicks things off with a tilt against younger sibling UBC Okanagan, looking to win their fifth straight contest. The second-place men's team follows at 7, taking on a winless UBCO squad. You just gotta love sports.
Listen to the Vampire's Ball, eclectic audio alchemy, the soundtrack for your transmutation. Rock, electro, weird stuff, dark stuff, and whatever's banging around in the mind of Matthew this week. Wednesday nights, 1 to 4 a.m. here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or listen live at CITR.ca.
Oh,
Dracula.
Dracula, you always wanted more. All right, that was the band Hot Blood with their song Soul Dracula. Such a great song, such a great track. Yeah, and before that we heard Bela Lugosi's Dead by Bauhaus, featuring the narration from the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. I love that. I play it every year, and you guys love it. You want to hear it every year. Very good. And new disco order just delivered. Very creepy looking photo of Malcolm Jack of Data Plan on the cover. Perfect. All right. We've got about 10 minutes left. Make sure to stay tuned. Chips and Dip coming up with your host, Hannah. And lots of other great things this afternoon. Keep it locked in on the creepiest, spookiest station on the dial. CITR 101.9 FM. All right. We're going to listen to some Chad Van Dalen. He has an album out called Shrink Dust. And this song. This song is called, just gotta cue it up, this song is called Monster!
I'm a monster.
Okay, Jay. live in hell. Just try to keep breathing while you pray for the bell. In the ring you'll wish that you never knew how it feels when a house falls on you. No escape from this kind of hell. Just try to keep breathing while you beg for the bell.
That was half Japanese from their album Charmed Life, the song King Kong Bundy. Yeah, Jed Fair once said that he was only able to write monster songs and love songs. And that, my friends, was a monster song. Alright, before that, we heard the Dreeries from their new cassette, Eugene. That was Ghost Song. And before that, we heard Chad Van Galen from Calgary with the song. Just a second. Alright, so that's about gonna do it for this year's Dunkin' Donuts Halloween Spectacular. Thanks so much for listening, all you weirdos out there. Gonna close with a great song by the Moontrekkers called Return of the Vampire. I'm gonna be like, one sec.
I'm going to be away the next 2 weeks. I think there'll be a special guest in 2 weeks. We'll see. But I'll be back mid-November, same as it ever was. Thanks for listening.
Have a happy Halloween! And I'll see you on the other side. Gotta cue up the song here.
so spook the spook will scare. Why, even Dracula will be there. It's time for games, it's time for fun. Not for just one, but for everyone. The Dracolances are all in up. All the dummy, the maid and stuff. By just looking, you will see. It's the time of year again. It's Halloween, it's Halloween. All the kids are happy and gay. There doesn't seem to be a cloud in their way. But when it's over and they can all live on, they wish that Halloween had just begun.
This is Mac DeMarco. You've just tuned into the wildest radio station on the air.
Frankenstein, a blood of Frankenstein, blah, blah. The blood of